السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, we are going to continue with our understanding of what is mad. Now, mad means to stretch something, to stretch the sound, okay? So far, to give you a quick recap, we have done madde tabir, which is the natural mad. It is also called madde asli. And there are three types. When you have a fatha plus a alif, then it is a to harakat. When it's a dhamma plus a waw, u to harakat. And kasra plus ya, e. And we can remember this with the word nu hi. Ha, nu hi ha. Okay, so this is just a way to remember that it is zabar plus alif and zair plus ya and pesh plus waw. The other mad that we learned was madde muttasil and madde munfasil. There's one shape basically on top of the mad sign which looks like a wave or a curved straight line, and we stretch it. Okay, four harakat in our recitation, we are doing four harakat. Madde muttasil is when there is a hamza right after the mad and it occurs in the same word. And madde munfasil is when it is separated and then there's a next letter which has a hamza. Okay, so muttasil comes in the same word and munfasil comes in two words. Okay, today we'll talk about another kind of mad. It's called madde lazim. The word lazim means obligatory. That means you have to do it. And the length of this mad is going to be 6 harakat. When do we do this? When in the word you see a mad sign, like the wave sign, and right after that, the next letter carries either a sukoon or it carries a shadda. So it has a jazm, which is a sukoon, another name for it, or a shadda in the same word, then we call it madde lazim kalimi, because it is in the same word, you know, in the same kalima. So it's called madde lazim kalimi. And today we have one example. If you'll go into Surah Al-Baqarah to ayah number 139, there's a word there, qul atuhajjunana. So we have the letter ha with a mad on it, and then you have jim with a shadda. So when this two combination is there, that you have the mad plus a shadda in the next alphabet, then you hold it for 6 harakat and we will call it maddi lazim kalimi. And in Surah Fatiha, you have the last word, which is waladdallin. So that one is also the same category, madde lazim kalimi. Because there also, after dod, you have a shadda on the letter lam. So it occurs a few times in the Quran, and it's just good to know that you have to hold it for 6 harakat. So to recap, you know what is madde tabiri, what is madde munfasil, madde muttasil, and today we learned madde lazim kalimi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.